Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Adrian LaFrance Wells of the Ouachita River Blues Society. Welcome, Adrian. Thanks for being with us today.
Sure. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. Tell me a little bit about ORBS, as we like to call it. What is the Ouachita River Blues Society? What's it all about?
Yes, commonly known as ORBS. So we are a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to honor blues heritage through promotion, education, and support of live music in the Northeast Louisiana Delta. There are blues foundations all over the world. There are about 200 affiliates to the Blues Foundation. The Blues Foundation is sort of the umbrella foundation, and they are based out of Memphis, Tennessee. And Louisiana has two sanctioned blues foundations. So we have one here in Northeast Louisiana, and then we have one in New Orleans. So, you know, we had to achieve a number of benchmarks in order to become an accredited blues society with the Blues Foundation in Memphis. And because we are affiliated with the Blues Foundation now, we are able to have a Road to Memphis challenge here locally.
So tell me about this. The local group gets together and you battle it out. It's like a big battle of the bands, and you send the North Louisiana champion to Memphis, which is the international blues headquarters, and they compete with people from all over the world.
All over the world. So our local blues challenge is coming up this Sunday. It will be at 3 p.m. On the 28th at the Crew of Janice Den, and really want to give a big thank you to the Crew of Janice for supporting ORBS. They have truly helped this new nonprofit get off the ground. So that will be the location. This is our third challenge to host. It is our second time to send acts, winning acts, to Memphis. So acts will be judged on a 20-minute set, and there are two categories. There's the solo duo, so you have, you know, a single musician or two musicians who play together, and then you have the band category. So, you know, three or more musicians play together in that 20-minute set to be judged. Once you win here in our local competition, then ORBS, we fundraise year round. And one of the key pieces to our mission to honor blues heritage is that we then sponsor those winners with a travel stipend and assistance to go to Memphis to compete on the international level. Now, when they go to Memphis, they're going to compete around 200 acts from all over the world. I went to the International Blues Challenge in Memphis for the first time last year, and you know, you hear languages from all over. And these are people who love the blues. You know, not some of them, some of the musicians who come aren't necessarily just blues musicians, but they want to try their hand at the blues genre, because of course that's the root of so many of the genres and most of the genres that we hear today. So, you know, people come from all over the world to compete in this thing. If you want to, you know, see a perfect example of what the International Blues Challenge, the opportunities that it can give you, look at D.K. Harrell, who is our president and founder of the Ouachita River Blues Society. You know, D.K.'s from Ruston, and he is a true ambassador for the blues. And he started out, he competed in Indianola at the B.B. King Museum, and they sent him to Memphis. And he won, I believe he won second place, and then he also won the guitar award. So there are several different awards. And since then, he has truly launched his career. So it can be a game changer for musicians. Now, it's $20 for for musicians to enter.
For your band.
Yes,
that's right. Or your solo act.
That's correct. And so you go to orbs318.com to enter. That's orbs, O-R-B-S, 318.com. And then you go up and you click challenge and you enter that way. It's $20 to enter. Again, it's a 20-minute set, blues and blues only. The rules, we follow the international blues challenge rules, so you kind of get a taste of what they require. Everyone is invited to attend. It is a public event. And of course, everything is better with an audience. You know, all artists, most right. audiences play better when there's an audience cheering them on. So it's $5 for Orbs members, and it's $10 for non-members.
The event is under those international rules. I'll just read a couple of things the judges are looking at. Blues content, you get scored on that. Originality, an original
yes.
work gets scored a little higher than when you do somebody else's song. Or how good are their vocals, their instrumental talent, their stage presence. All of those things are being looked at, and this is done, if you ever book bands, this is done like a business. You've got a 20-minute set. You've got to fill 20 minutes, not 15 minutes.
And you can't go over.
You can't go over.
Yes, you get penalized either way.
You're filling 20 minutes.
Yes, and we help acts once they win. So Mark Taylor, he entered last year in the band category, and he won. And then Doug Duffy and Dan, they won in our solo duo category. So we sent them to Memphis, and we, kind of help them along the way with their registration. Leo Nelson, who is our treasurer at Orbs, he has judged in Memphis at the International Blues Challenge for, 14 years. So he knows what they're looking for a lot of times. Mark Taylor actually advanced in the competition, which is huge. They make a number of industry contacts. There are workshops during the day that they get to take advantage of if they compete. But the first step is competing here locally. The deadline to enter is this Friday, September 26th. So go ahead, get your category in and let those musicians know that they've got to enter locally.
And the event coming up Sunday afternoon, what time do you get started?
3 p.m. this Sunday. Again, thank you, Crew of Janus, for hosting the Blues Challenge once again.
Find out more about this at orbs318.org and find out more at kedm.org.